In a televised cabinet meeting Thursday, Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev announced the embargo.
Россия вводит полный запрет.
Russia is introducing a total ban on imports of beef, pork, fruit and vegetables, poultry, fish, cheese, milk and dairy products from the European Union countries, the United States of America, Australia, Canada and the Kingdom of Norway.
Russia imported about $1.3 billion of food and agricultural products from the United States in 2013, but it bought $16 billion worth of such products from Europe. Elizabeth Stevens is a London-based independent risk analyst.
They'll impact Europe far more than the US. With the US, it tends to focus on wheat. And going back to the Cold War, even then, at the height of the Cold War, the Americans still sold the Soviet Union wheat. So this really is quite unprecedented.
But with products like luxury meats and cheeses banned from import, Russia will also pay a high price, says Stevens.
Many wealthy Muscovites like to have their Western agricultural products dressed up very prettily in the top shops in Moscow. They theoretically will be leaving the shelves and inflation will kick in Moscow. It's already at 7.9%. Not importing from the West will leave a huge deficit.
In Moscow, shoppers appeared to support the government's stance.
I don't think we will lose anything from this. At the same time, we will develop our agriculture and make new trade links with other countries.
Moscow says the embargo is in retaliation for Western sanctions, which have targeted Russia's banking, energy, and defense sectors. Visiting Kiev Thursday, the U.S. State Department's coordinator for sanctions policy, Daniel Fried, said Washington has plenty of scope to ratchet up its measures.
We are determined to do what we need to do to make the sanctions regime most effective, and with always the eye on creating the conditions under which we can remove sanctions.
The West sanctions are starting to bite Russia's economy. In recent days, several Russian tour companies have gone bankrupt, leaving thousands of tourists stranded. Moscow is mulling tax rises, but that could be counterproductive, says Alexei Devyatov, chief economist of Russia-based Uralsib Bank.
That would have a negative effect on the economy and will lead to the rise of inflation because businesses will attempt to compensate the tax increase by raising prices.
Russia also threatened to ban the use of its airspace to European and American transit flights, potentially adding hundreds of thousands of dollars to airlines' fuel bills. But as the brinkmanship grows, analysts note that neither Russia nor the West have threatened a ban on Russian gas exports, with Europe dependent on Russian energy and Moscow reliant on its most lucrative customer. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.